That being said, more than I, you have, you clearly see that there are lots of things going in the right direction, and I mean that on many levels, in the yeshiva, and that's a great thing. Thank you, Ben. One of the things that I'm most excited about is that Rabbi Simon is going to be, I hope, a common face in the yeshiva, certainly opening up the year for us, but also coming bi-monthly or once a month to give shurim to us as a sebet. It's important for us to have that. That our learning is important to us, and that learning Torah is something that doesn't stop when you graduate high school, but it's something that we all do at all levels and at all ages. So, without further ado, I'm going to ask the rest of the questions.
Okay. Thank you, Rabbi Weinberg, and Rishus Dr. Vital, and all the Choshev and Mechanchim that are here today. It's a big honor to be able to be Mishtatef. A lot of people here are old, familiar faces from many, many years, some new faces, old faces, but it's a tremendous chus to be here. And to tell you the truth, Rabbi Weinberg, in his short remarks, basically was the synopsis of the things that are going to be said here today, and maybe in a little bit longer form. But I think, as Rabbi Weinberg suggested, the opening shiur, something about chinuch, it's the day that we're coming together in anticipation of the year to come. So Be'ez Hashem, we should have a lot of siyata d'shmaya and learning and teaching, because you need a lot of siyata d'shmaya in everything you do, and in chinuch, and you need a lot of siyata d'shmaya. You could prepare and do it, but in the end, you have to have the siyata d'shmaya to be successful. So we wish everyone that siyata d'shmaya throughout the year. Okay. The Torah tells us in Parshas Vatzchanan, ושיננתם לבניך ודיברת בום בשבתך ובבייסך ובלכתך ובדרך ובשכנך ובחבך. The famous pasuk that we're all familiar with. ושיננתם לבניך, as Rashi says, אלו התלמידים. That בניך is not only your biological child, but your תלמידים are called בונים. מצינים שבכל מוקם שהתלמידים קרויים בונים. And that was... last week in Parshas Re'eh we just read Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeichem, and in the end of the shiur we'll try to tie in the significance of Bonim, etc. That's the mitzvah of teaching Torah. V'shinantam levanecha. There's an interesting discussion starting here on page 3 in Hilchas Birchas HaTorah. We know that every morning We wake up in the morning and we make Birkas HaTorah, and we assume that that Birkas HaTorah, according to the Ramban, is one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. You know, the Gemara says in Makkos that there are 613 Mitzvahs. Without that Gemara, I would have said, does it really matter how many Mitzvahs there are? We'll just do all the Mitzvahs that we know. This idea of a number. That was the Chiddush of Simlai in the Gemara in Makkos. And you should know that I would have thought, maybe it's Lav Davka, maybe it's a... But the Rishonim took it very seriously. The Rishonim took it very seriously. 613 mitzvahs, and they tried to find out what are the 613, because there are more than 613 mitzvahs. So what do you count, what do you don't count? And we know the Sefer HaChinuch wrote his famous work of the Sefer HaChinuch, and the Sefer HaChinuch is the in a certain sense, the easiest, because he goes on Seder HaParsha. So you just have to know a little Chumash, and then you'll know where to look up the mitzvah. The Rambam, you don't know what the order is. That's why if you find a mitzvah in the Rambam, you should memorize what number it is. Because or else, it's going to take you a long time to rediscover where it is. So certain mitzvahs, they're important to you. Remember which number mitzvah it is, because it's not all Seder HaParshias. So still don't know what exactly the order is, but that's the Rambam. And then the Ramban has his hasagas. He says, well, the Rambam missed out this mitzvah, that mitzvah, the other mitzvah. In this generation, of course, the most famous discussion is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because of Eretz Yisrael being a place that the Baruch Hashem, many people, every other day is another Nefesh B'Nefesh flight. So it's a place that it's a happening mitzvah. But so that's in this generation that became the big discussion. How come the Rambam left that out? But we're not here today to discuss that. But one of the mitzvahs that the Rambam left out is Birkas HaTorah. The Ramban says in his mitzvahs that the Rambam deleted, he left out Birkas HaTorah. So that's the question. Does the Rambam hold that it's only a Derabbanan? Does it, whatever it is. Big discussions. So in Hilchos Birkas HaTorah, here in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Gimel and Siv Dalad has two Piskei Dinim, which some might consider to be somewhat of a stira. Obviously, in the end, it won't be a stira, but maybe somewhat of a stira. Because the Rambam says, HaKoysev b'divrei Torah afal pi she'ino korei tzorech levarech. That if a person, say you wake up early in the morning, you didn't make Birkas HaTorah yet, then you want to write over the shir that you heard yesterday. So you're not articulating the words of Torah, you're just writing it. You're in a room alone, just writing it. Does that require Birkas HaTorah? Because the assumption in Hilchos Birkas HaTorah is that one is not allowed to learn without saying Birkas HaTorah. That's what we assume. So the question is, what's called learning? So do you have to verbalize the learning? Is it enough you're thinking and learning? So the Rambam says that you don't have to say the words. It's the Shulchan Aruch rather says Hakosev v'divrei Torah afal pi she'ino korei tzorech levarech. And where is that from? What's the source of that? You look at the Be'er Hagola on the top right. Harav David Avudraham, Hahei Reish Dalet Aleph. Harav David Avudraham. That's from the Sefer Avudraham, from the Rishonim. That's a classic perish on the Siddur and things like that. So the Avudraham paskins that a kosev v'divrei Torah afal pi she'ena kore requires a Birkas HaTorah. So you don't have to actually speak it out. In Halacha Dalet, the Mechaber writes, "Hamaharher b'divrei Torah einu tzarech levarach." The Rambam says that if a person is just getting up in the morning and he's just thinking, you're machanech, you're thinking about what you're going to be teaching today, and you're not speaking it out, so you're just being maharer b'divrei Torah. So maharer b'divrei Torah doesn't need to make a bracha. Because you're not speaking it out. The hear, as the Magen Avraham says in Beis, the hearer lav ki dibur dami. That being mahar b'divrei Torah is lav ki dibur dami, and the assumption is therefore you have to say it out. And if you're not saying out the divrei Torah, then there's no requirement. There's a famous opinion of the Vilna Gaon. On the bottom here, where he discusses the concept of being Mahar B'divrei Torah, he says the Kaimel of Love Kedibor Domi. Okay, we'll leave it for now with the. But let's stick now, because the Vilna Gaon is opinion is that Mahar, as Rav Shechter pointed out, is Mahar B'divrei Torah does require, what's it, that's a mitzvah, Hegyon Libi, Hegisa Bo Yom of Alayla. Okay, but let's stick with the Mechabers. So the question that some Mefarshim raise is there an inconsistency here? On one hand, he's saying that Maharher doesn't need because you have to speak. On the other hand, Ksiva is good enough. The simple pshat one could say, perhaps, is that Birkas HaTorah has to be on a certain type of a maisa of sorts. That the dibur could be like a maisa, maybe, and if you're just thinking, so then, you know, there's a big yisod that we don't make a bracha on dvarim shebelev. That's the famous Beis Yosef in Hilchas Pesach. You don't make a bracha on bittul chametz because bittul is belev. So at least so maybe one could say that you're mahar b'divrei Torah, so there's no maisa. But if you kosev, so then even though you weren't speaking, but lemaisa you did a maisa. So Rav Soloveitchik always says, Rav Shechter pointed out that you make a bracha on a maisa mitzvah. So one could say that, and perhaps that would be the simple pshat. But Hanogel in Yanenu you know, they say about a certain Rosh Yeshiva, they said, what's the hechrech for your teretz? So he says, well, I have to give the shir. That's the... but all kidding aside, the idea that I always liked was the teretz of the Shev Yaakov. You could decide whether you think that's the Pashup shot, but it's definitely something that... I think is very relevant to what we're trying to articulate here today. So, but before we get to the Shev Yaakov, the Tshuvas Chavas Yair, the Shai, I zirked some of the Shar blots. Sometimes it could be very helpful to introduce new Sfarim to see the Shar blot of the Sefer, the Chavas Yair is from the Gedolei Achronim. So he has a tshuva here. If a person, say, writes on a piece of paper that he's mekabel a neder, a shvua. So normally it's levates misvasai. You have to articulate a neder, a shvua, that an oath that you're taking. But here he just wrote it down. Is there any? Is that neder or shvua binding? By writing it down. So if you look on page 5, he writes here, Yechein lachein nirali poshut yechol she mekabal alav beneder o b'shvua v'lo diber dover rak sav kosov bin pinkoso ani mekabal alai lotzum b'hab. As he says, I'm mekabal to fast on b'hab, right? Or litain stucker, or I'm mekabel to give a certain amount of stock. He didn't say it; he just wrote it down. So he writes, "Havik ilu hotziu befiv," and he says that's like articulating. In other words, ksiva is kedibur, and it's a neder. Even though a neder shvu, it says levate b'sfasai. So, but you write it down. That's a way of communicating. And even though it's not b'sfasayim, but you wrote it down. That's sufficient to make it binding.
Texting.
Right. You know, someone told me a vort recently about texting. I don't know, maybe you know it. Somebody recently told me, I don't know, it was from that you know, by the Mitzorah, why do you put the blood on the Bahonos? Because it's a par for Lashon Hara. So what's the answer? So that's a you know, a text of it, you know. So that was someone just recently told me this.
We're gonna quote that 30 times.
Yeah.
Everybody I know.
Yeah. That's not my own. So somebody recently told me that. Okay.
But that's not in the Achronim. Okay. So he says that Ksivas Kedibur, and then he quotes this halacha for Birkas HaTorah. The Kaimalon, Rabbi Kosev divrei Torah, sorech levarech, deksivus hamilus havik ilu dibram. So he says that ksivus kedibur. You see that from the Shulchan Aruch and Birkas HaTorah. So therefore, hu adin legabei nedarim. Okay, that's a jump, I understand. But that's what the Chavos Yair says. Buhu ei demistafina, right? That's always a signal that he's going to say a big chiddush that he doesn't want to say, but he'll say it anyway and write the disclaimer. So lulei demistafina, had I not been fearful, amina im hayalon neder al chatzi shana eze precious. Say he took a neder for a half a year that he's not going to engage in certain things. He's not going to eat ice cream, chves, whatever it is. Because of achaka chareni mekabala lasos kemoshe nahagdi od chatzi shana. And then he writes that I want to continue for another half a year. On noda b'chalom v'vidas hayesh omim she'eno klum chen posag zkeni yishim behekitz kosov omar hareni mekabala lakayim ashachalamti. In other words, he had a dream, whatever it is, that he was going to do, and then he wrote it down. He's mekabel to do whatever he dreamt. Avol bishlo perish gufei advarim havalei neder. So that's his yisod of this tshuva, the Chavos Yair. It's a longer tshuva. That's what he said. In other words, he never wrote down. It was the first thing he spoke, say, and then he said, and now I'm Mosif, whatever I said, I want to do it for another half a year.
But in the first part,
So there he writes the full thing. Here he didn't even write the thing. So that's the Lilin Mistafina, even though he never wrote, I'm not going to eat ice cream for another half a year. He said, I'm not going to eat ice cream for half a year, and then he wrote, and now for another half a year. But he didn't write what? Okay. So, I mean, there's a lot of chidushim in what he's saying. Then he writes here what you said, Rav Sam, with the asterisk is Raya on page 6 on the right. Raya mi yisrich miud gabe edus mipiim velo mipik savam. That by edus we have a halacha that when you come to Besdin, the aid has to articulate the testimony, and the halacha is al pishnai edim, and the Gemara dash mipihem, they have to articulate edus. V'lo mipik savim, you can't just send in a written edus. So the Chavos Yair says, you see from here that it's a special gzeiros hakosov by edus, but something else, then it's ksiva would be sufficient. Only mipihem v'lo mipik savim. Okay, it's a lot of chidushim they said, but okay. But now nogel in yaneinu, what I wanted to point out is the Shev Yaakov, here on page 7, one of the Gedolei Achronim. So the Shev Yaakov quotes this Chavos Yair, and he takes issue with it. He takes issue whether this is really the pshat, and we're not going to read the whole thing, but and this is quoted in Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, from the tshuva that his uncle wrote. And he quotes this Shev Yaakov on page 8. And he says, and he wants to give another interpretation. In other words, the Shev Yaakov, again, the Chavos Yair's opinion is that what? That Ksiva is Kedibur. So if you take a neder b'Ksiva, it's Kedibur. And all these things, Ksiva is Ksiva Kedibur. And then he brings a Rai from Birkas HaTorah as well, that Ksivas Kedibur. So the Shev Yaakov on page 8 argues with this Yisod, and he says he doesn't think necessarily Ksivas Kedibur. Doesn't think you could bring a raya from that case in Birkas Torah. And he wants to say the following, and that's the idea that I wanted to articulate here today. Well, bottom paragraph, left side. On bottom paragraph, page 8. Oda raya, the tshuva chavos yair,
in Birkas HaTorah, right? The Chavos Yarbit arrived from Birkas HaTorah, that Kosev B'Divrei Torah makes a bracha, so it didn't Ksiv Kedibur in other areas. K'vai Sigur B'Mgini Arutz Baltaz V'Mogan Avram V'Nichum Tzarfiyin B'Mes Haidina that my Mevorach in Birkas HaTorah ala Ksiva came in the Ksiva Havei Raki Hirur HaKoponim Iskimu Travayu the Ksiva Lav Kedibur Domi. He thinks Ksiv is not Kedibur. The Chavos Yarbit's Chiddush is a bit much. You didn't, bottom line, you didn't articulate. Levate v'sfasayim. It's not levate v'sfasayim. So what is it? Now, glufa didina dehinichu b'tzorachin nirali lafiyas n'yataiti lomar hatam b'asher b'lafhochi tzorach lo metam v'ma'in levarach ahira kevdal koponim osig b'divrei Torah. He says, right, why don't, like Rav Shach always points out from the Groa says that hegyon libi, it's a mitzvah to think and learning, right? It's a mitzvah. So why, what's the reason that the Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Hudraham, you don't make a bracha on thinking Divrei Torah? Yesh lomar, mishum deha mitzvahs esed shal Talmud Torah, yotza mikro di shinantam levanecha, limartem es b'nechem. Kmo shehevi harambam, the mitzvahs esed, mitzvah yud aleph. He, Torah shetzivot alumo Torah, vezen nikra Talmud Torah, v'omru, mishinantam levanecha. In other words, the Iker Mitzvah is transferring the Torah. It's not about personal learning, but the Iker Mitzvah's Torah is V'shinantam levanecha v'limartem es b'neichem. That's the way the Torah, as Rosh Halveitchik points out that this mitzvah. Nimta kavonas akroa perusha dafka, next page, adibur v'lo ahira. Ki behira l'shaych l'ilmod levonov. L'kach einu tzorach levarach asher k'dushonu misosov tzivonu. He says that he thinks the idea is that the Heftz of Torah that we make a Birkas HaTorah is Torah that's transferable. Whereas when you think, so it's for you. When you speak, even if so someone else could hear, even though theoretically someone's not necessarily in the room now, but that's a Heftz of Torah that's transferable. It's part of the kiyum of Shinantam Levanechem Limartem Esbenechem. When you write Divrei Torah, that could be read. So the mitzvah is Vishinantam Levanechem, is the teaching of the Torah. So that's the
what about
Mahogisa?
Yeah.
Right, so that could be the other idea that the Beis Yosef says that we don't make a bracha on Bittul Chametz because it's belief. That's a separate idea. So maybe you still need that other idea that the Beis Yosef himself in Hilchas Pesach says that. But the idea being the distinction between the hearer and the hearer b'divrei Torah and the ksiva b'divrei Torah is this kiyam of v'shinantam l'vanecha, that whenever there's when you're writing down, it can be read by somebody else. When you're speaking, it can be heard by somebody else. And it's part of the heftza of Torah of Shinantam Levanechem v'limartem es b'neichem, which the Torah articulates, as Rosh Halveitchik pointed out, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and in that idea. So that's that was where Birkas HaTorah. Right, Hakida is a pasuk in Nach. Right, so right, even though right, Nach isn't Uchar in the Chumash. Is Vili Martem is Benechem Vishinatam. Yeah. Okay, so that is the idea that so I think that's an important idea, especially for Mechanchem to hear that the Iker Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is that we make a Birkas HaTorah on is the bracha of what is Vili Martem is Benechem Vishinatam Levanacha. And so, in other words, there's a lot of learning that could be done by yourself and stuff, things like that. But the Torah, that the Chazal, or even the Torah, has a mitzvah, Birkas HaTorah, is dafka on this Torah.
So the position that would say that Siva Lakadibur would basically be saying that it has the potential for transmission.
Right.
Until somebody comes along and reads it, there is no transmission.
Right,
but
it's a chefs of Torah that has potential for transmission.
Right. So that
if you know this, if you're writing another for yourself, they'll be able to read that. It'll come.
Yeah.
In the theory, it's not.
Right.
It's a different getter. There's a getter of people, and then there's a different getter of Rebbe's
story. Yeah.
Let's say you learn it yourself. If you're sitting down learning it yourself, and you should make a Rebbe.
Yeah. No, but only. But according to the Mechaber, only if you're articulating the words. If you're not articulating the words, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins, there's no Birkas HaTorah. In other words, you're just looking into a sefer, and you just. So that's right. So then the Shulchan Aruch says that there's no chiyuv of Birkas HaTorah. You could, in other words, it wouldn't be a violation of halacha if you would. If in the middle of the night you, or whatever, you wake up early in the morning and you open a sefer and you're just looking at the sefer, so it would be okay according to the Shulchan Aruch to look, even though you're learning Torah without making Birkas HaTorah. So Hirur you don't make, because Hirur is not the Torah of Shinantam Levanecha. It's not the Torah of Limantam as Benechem.
But also, Hirur is a hachana to the actual.
Right. Hirur is a hachana for the actual dibur, but since it's not the cheftza of that's transferable, of course, if you don't learn for yourself, you're not going to be able to. What?
Yeah, no. But you don't make a baracha on
Hechshir mitzvah. Right. Even though this might be more than it might be a mitzvah on its own right, the you know any learning that you do, you know, but nonetheless, the chashivas of the. Of Birkas HaTorah was only said of on Torah that it itself has that potential right now to be transferred over. The Hainu writing Torah and speaking.
So when you're making Birkas HaTorah in the morning, it's important then to pronounce the pieces that come afterwards.
Yeah, sure. You mean Yivrach Hashem? Right, exactly.
You know, actually not to scan it with your eyes.
Right, to say it, exactly. Right, that's a good question. In other words, if you're the receiver, right. You have to look. There's a sefer by Yivarach David. I think Rabbi Harfinus has in his sefer about if you're listening to a recording, you're listening to a shiur, Torah, or a regular shiur. Yeah.
But there's a potential for back and forth when you're in a shiur live, not when you're listening to a recording.
Right, that's true also. Oh, so we're going to get to that right now. Oh, okay. So there is a Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, which is, of course, very important to always mechazek ourselves in this Rambam, especially for mechanchem. So the Rambam writes, "Kishem shatalmidim chayovim bechvod harav."
Can you dial extension 0,
Louis? Extension 0. "Kishem shatalmidim chayovim bechvod harav, kach harav tzorich lachabed es talmidim ulkarvam." Right? There's this mutual relationship over here that just like a talmid is mechuyev in the kavod of his rebbe. So too the Rebbe is mechuyev in the kavod of the Talmid. Kach amru chachamim hikvod Talmidcha chaviv alecha kisholcha. Etzarech adam lizare b'talmidav lo'avam shem habonim hamahanim lo'olam hazeh lo'olam haba. So this is a very important idea of the reciprocity that exists in this interaction of. You know, in other words, it's not like I'm giving everything, so you mechaven me. No, it's this. And of course, if a Talmud doesn't feel that he's respected, then of course he's not going to be interested in the whole learning. Because so that's a very important yesod. I always like to say over two things that are in the Sefer Ruach Chaim from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. And this edition that I xeroxed here is from Rav Aaron David Goldberg of Telz, the Rosh Yeshiva in Telz today. He made his own Ha'aris, so okay. It's the edition that, we've got other editions as well. So the two Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos that that I think that discuss this idea of the back and forth, like it was mentioned before. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos that says, he beischav page 12 beisvad lachachomim v'havei misabek v'afar raglayim. You should cling to the afar raglayim. So the Reb Chaim Volozhin of this, Dr. Lehm likes to quote this. He wrote his doctorate on Reb Chaim Volozhin. So we know the Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Lamed here. The first word on the line is Lebracha. Lo yivoshi ki adu es oivim b'shar afilu rabu b'no harav v'talmidu nasim oivim zel azeh v'einam zozim isham shanasim oivim zel azeh. In other words, Talmud Torah, and I think it's very important to realize that it's not a lecture. You know, people, a friend of mine who was in Rav Shach Shir in Panovich, he said the whole Shir was like back and forth, like this one's yelling and that one's yelling, you know. That's more in the Israeli style in the yeshivas. It's like a whole shouting. Okay, we're more in America. We're not as whatever. But meaning the point being, it's dialogue. It's a dialogue. It's not like you just listen and you're taking. You know, there's a story in a certain yeshiva where the Talmidim were upset at the Hanhala for whatever reason it was. So they were going to go on strike. So how did they go on strike? He said, when the Rebbe said Shir, they didn't say a word. So the Rebbe said, I can't teach Torah in a Beis HaKvaros. In other words, it's a live enterprise. It's not about, somebody lecturing and it's all about taking notes, you know, brain free, you know, no one's thinking. And that's what Rav Chaim Volozhin writes, have a misabek miloshen vayavek ish imo. In other words, it's an intellectual, like Yaakov and the Malach. He fought with the Malach, so vayavek ish imo. So intellectually, there was this give and take. It wasn't just one person giving information, and then, you know, we're not here to train students to become stenographers. You know, especially in this generation, where, you know, everything is online and you press a button and you get your answer, and the process sometimes is of the student is lacking because he just wants the bottom line. He wants the, you know, and the whole godless of learning, all of Shas is one big shakla vitarya. You know, you ask, you think, and that's so vayavik ishimo, the Talmud is misavik. It's velosha vayavik ishimo, like Yaakov the Malach. They're wrestling intellectually to understand what's being taught. And there's another Mishnah Pirkei Avos that was always the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldwacht from Kerem Biavna. So he would always give Pirkei Avos throughout the year. Most people only learn Pirkei Avos from Pesach onward, but Kerem Biavna, they would daven on Shabbos morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. That was the late time. Sometimes it would be 6:30. The late davening was 7 o'clock in the morning, and then we would make kiddush, and then learn, and then he would give a Pirkei Avos shiur. So he had his certain things that he liked to say over the late Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, Reb Chaim Yaakov Goldwacht. So he always would like to say over Reb Chaim Volozhin as pshat in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Shnayim sheyoshvim ve'ein beinayim divrei Torah haveri zeh moshav leitzim. And this is how he would say it, and then we'll see it inside. He would say, two people are learning, and there's no, two people are sitting down, and there's no Divrei Torah, that's Moshe of Leitzim. He says to me, he would say it in Hebrew, but I'll say it in English. He said to me, Moshe of Leitzim, you have a couple of people, you know, around the table, with their feet on the table, with bottles of beer, and, you know, telling jokes. That's a Moshe of Leitzim. But two people are sitting, and they're not speaking, why is that called Moshe of Leitzim? So he would always quote the Ruach Chaim on page 13. Shnayim sheyoshvim bein beinayim divrei Torah on the bottom. Ratzalom beinayim ein divrei Torah. In other words, it doesn't mean they're not learning, but beinayim means ein beinayim means there's no dialogue. Aval lomdim kol echad b'fnei atzmo v'hulaos ki l'chol echad mislotzeitz al Torah chaveira.
They are here. Driver is outside.
Okay, so he says like this. He says Shnayim Shiyoshvim Bein Beinayim Divrei Torah doesn't mean, the key point is, doesn't mean that they're not learning. There's no discussion. Because no one is machshiv what the other person has to say. Because he always says, oh, what is Leitzanis? Like Rav Hutna has a piece in this, and I think in his Sefer on Purim. The Gemara says, call Leitzanusa Atzira, Levar mit Leitzanusa Davodah Zara. That Leitzanis is also except for Leitzanis of Avodah Zara. What does Leitzanis mean? So Rav Hutna says it means that what? You take something chashiv, the way we say in Yiddish, Mimachoizek. You say, this thing that you say it's chashiv, it's not chashiv. That's Leitzanis. So it says, you shouldn't make Leitzanis of anything except the Avodah Zara, because Avodah Zara is talking nothing. So you can make Leitzanis. So a person who's not machshiv with his friend, so that's a moshav leitzim, because his friend is trying to say something, and you're not even goris it, you're not even listening. So that's v'ein beinayim. So that's, you know, applies to a Rebbe, and a Talmud applies to any chavrusa, any situation where you have two people that are in a dialogue. And certainly Rebbe and Talmud, as we said before, Vayisavek is Imo, is that dialogue. And this is the idea that's articulated in the Pasuk in Truma on page 15, where it discusses the Vayu akruvim persei chnafayim lamala sochim b'chafayim l'chapor sufneim isha lochif. Right, there's a big discussion in the Chazal and Rishonim, Achronim. What is the significance of the two kruvim? What is the significance of the two kruvim? So the Gemara seems to say that one kruv represents a Kaddish Baruch Hu and one kruv represents Klal Yisrael. That's why when Klal Yisrael is osim ritzono shel mokom, so the kruvim are looking towards each other. If not, they're looking away, etc. But the Shaloha Kaddish here, the Shaloha Kaddish, you should realize there are a lot of different svarim of the Shaloha. So you can be confused of if you want to look up something, and I always recommend looking up everything, especially the Shaloha Kaddish, the Shaloha La Torah. There's a other just on Chamisha Chum Shei Torah.
Joyce Susi call extension 1101. Joyce Susi 1101.
The Shaloh Al Torah. He has a sefer on Chamisha Chum Shei Torah, and if you look on page 17, after every parsha he has Derech Chaim Tochachas Musar, which is he gives you ideas of Musar that you can learn from the parsha. So that's an interesting thing to know. It's not in the. There's another set of Shalom that also has Al Torah, which is a different set. You know, there are some Gedolei Achronim that wrote multiple Sfarim on Chumash, and it's sometimes difficult to know which one they're referring to, like the Chasam Sofer. There's the Torah Moshe Al Torah, and there's the Chasam Sofer Al Torah, both written by the Chasam Sofer. And a lot of times people are looking for a Vort, they heard from the Chasam Sofer, and they're never going to find it because they're looking in the wrong Sefer. So the Shalah is a similar idea, that there's many Sfarim from the Shalah, even Al Torah. So he writes here on page 18 that the Kruvim, the Gemara says, Ape Ravrev Ape Zutri, that one is a big face, one is a small face. Kimoha Yushovim Bibchina Achas Vishvim Sod Godal Omnom Mashakosu Romez La Ravim Talmido. Harav Ape Ravrevi Hatamid Ape Zutri. That the Shnei Kruvim, that looking at each other, meaning that's the dialogue of the Rebbe and the Talmud. And that's the Shnei Kruvim, the Rav and the Talmud. Oh. So I'd like to say over a vort from the Panim Yafos. The Panim Yafos is the Hafla. And he says like this. We know there's a famous Pasuk in Yeshayahu on page 19. The Nasan Lachem Hashem Lechem Utsar V'mayim Lachatz V'loi Konev V'hayu Einecha Ro'os Es Borecha. That you should look at your Rebbe. And there's a famous Chazal. Take a look at the Gemara in Erevin on the bottom here. I didn't put the arrow here. But Midrashay Chazal. Amar Rebbe, Haidim Hadrana Mechavrai. Why am I sharper than my friends? The Chazisi Rav Meir Mechorei. Because at least I saw Rav Meir from behind, from his back. V'ilu Chazisi Mikame. If I would have seen him face to face, Hava Mechal Notfei, I would have been more Mechudad. V'ksi V'ayu Einecha Ra'os Es Morecha. Oh. So he says like this. So the Panim Yafos quotes this. The Yerushalmi in Orla. A lot of Sfarim quote this Yerushalmi. It's a big yisod in life. On page 20. We know that Orla is the first 3 years of a fruit tree. So one is not allowed to eat or get hanah from the tree. The first 3 years. And even chutzlar, it's no big.
No,
Orla. Okay. So the Gemara here in Yerushalmi has a discussion. What if you have a branch of a tree that already, say, was more than 3 years, but now you're going to attach it to another tree? Well, so let's put it this way. In other words, say the tree, you have a tree that's planted in the ground that's an older tree, and now you have a new branch, and part of it is in the ground and part of it's attached to this tree. So do we say that the produce is new produce, so therefore it's orla? Or do we say since it's connected to this other tree, that's already past the orla time? So, but how do you know? So the Yishalm says it depends where it's getting its ikar yanika from. Where is the nourishment coming? So how do we know? How do we know which way the nourishment is coming? Where is it coming from this older tree, and then it would be past the orla time? Or is it coming from the ground, and now it's a new branch coming from, and the yanika is coming from the ground, so it's a new blossom, and therefore it's would it be within the. So the Gemara says like this, the Yerushalmi, as we'll see inside, it depends which way the leaves are turning. If the leaves are turning towards that other tree, you could be assured that it's not getting yanika from there. Why? Because if you're being yonik from something else, you're embarrassed to look it in the face. In other words, so if it's looking it in the face, so it's not getting yanika from there. If it's looking away, then it's probably getting yanika from there. Because that's the yisod. In dover borihu, shehu chai mikoch hazakena, divrei hakol mutter. If we know that it's getting its yanika from the older tree, then it's mutter, because it's the older tree is after orla. In dover borihu, shehu chai mikoch hayalda, divrei hakol oser. So he says, ketzer hayu yodea. How do you know? If it's going away from the younger tree, dover baruch hu shulchai mikoch hazakena. Imu olim hafuchim klapei hazakena, dover baruch hu shulchai mikoch hayalda. Amar Rav Yudin Chanina simona da ochil min chavrei bohis mistakel bei.
That if you are getting a handout from somebody, so it's embarrassing to look the guy in the face. He's giving me a handout. So if the leaves are facing that particular tree, so it means it's not getting its yanika from there. That's where you can look it in the face. And that's the yisod. So the Tadim Yofo says, so what's the idea? Ayu einecha ro'os es morecha. I'm getting my yanika from my Rebbe. So how can I look him in the face? His boy is listakule bei. So what's the answer? Mitalmida Yosef Mikulam. That it's not a one-way street. In other words, as much as the Rebbe is giving to me, I'm getting from him as well. So therefore, Vayu Einecha Ra'os Es Morecha, that it's a dialogue. It's I'm learning from my Rebbe, but my Rebbe is learning from me also. And that's what the Parim Yofos here writes. He says, page 22, Yesh Lohavin Yosef Mashakosov Hatoisus Shem Yerushalmi d'haymon da'ochil mi'chavrei bois v'istachule bei shehu simon l'hakovas ha'ilon kolman zo yonik ne'amra tor lomen shah mitzvah lomen yom ha'tamid in podim b'podim. The mitzvah is face to face, because see v'ayu ha'necharo says morecha v'atam hu k'mo sh'atalmid mekabel me'rabo k'mo k'in harav mekabel me'hatalmid me'talmida yosef mekim imkein lo bois v'istachule bei. So therefore he could look him, are you a necher oss morecha? Because as we said before, it's a dialogue. Okay, just a couple of last things to conclude. I know it's getting a little late. There's one Orach Chaim HaKadosh that I think is very important for Mechanchim. It's one of my favorite Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Or HaChaim HaKadosh is full of Musa and full of Hadracha for life. It says like this. The pasuk in Vayakhel says, "V'amalacha haysadayim l'chol hamalacha l'aso soso v'hoseh." So, in other words, they did the got the nedavas for the Mishkan, and it said they had enough v'hoseh and more. So the pasuk means they had enough and more. They had more. So just say had more. What do you have to say? Dayim v'hoseh. Say hoseh. They had enough and more. Just say they had more. So it's mashma the way that they had enough. They had enough. So what's the more? So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says like this. He says like this. Let's see where to start. Yeah. So he says like this. He says, "Hey, beis dvarim hafachim im dayim ein a hosen, hoser ein a dayim." Right? If there was enough, there's not more. The more is not enough. So what's it trying to say? So he says like this. Look on the left side, fourth line. Ulay sheishmeru hakosuv kibas bnei Yisrael ein hamakom kibatzad shevi Yisrael yosem mishiyar tzarei chashasham chvod kol yis. He says they really brought more. They really brought more. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was afraid that they really brought more. And at the end of the day, there's going to be more than was needed. That means some people are going to walk home thinking that they're irrelevant. That basically they were irrelevant. They gave, maybe it's my nedava that was from the pile that's just laying there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nace that even though there was more, somehow it was all used. And that was the miracle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To make everyone feel relevant. That they, no one should go walk away feeling that, you know, that they're irrelevant. And I think that's a big yesod in Chinuch. That, you know, they're going to be different Talmidim, and different Talmidim have different, you know, talents and kishronos. And sometimes, you know, there'll be the people who are, you know, maybe more brighter and always going to speaking. But everyone, a mechanech has to be able to bring out the good in everyone. And everyone should feel that there's something special about them. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Because if a person, you know, feels that they're just irrelevant, and that's, you know, Rav Dov Brizak once said in a shmuz I once heard, he said, you know, a Rebbe once came over a Talmud, he waved to him. He says, and that Talmud, you know, was thinking that day, maybe he was going to commit suicide or whatever, and he saw that somebody, you know, gave him a wave. And because of that, you know, he didn't do what he was thinking of doing. You know, everyone has to feel, you know, that there's something to them. Everyone, you know, Rabbi Goldwicht is from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Every Talmud, some Talmud it's the learning, some Talmud is the Shalom Aleichem, is connect to anybody who needs to be connected. No one should feel that their hoser, that their nedava, that their being, that their essence is not, you know, is just, he's just there and he's meaningless. And that's the yisod of chinuch. And you know, the pasuk says in the Halosha, the famous pasuk, Yom Simchaschem V'Vadechem Rosh Echotshechem Husekatem Chatzotzros. So what is B'Yom Simchaschem? What does that mean? What is B'Yom Simchaschem? So there's a famous Sifrei on page 26, B'Yom Simchaschem Eilu Shabbosos. That's what the Sifrei says. B'Yom Simchaschem means, that's referring to Shabbos, and there's a whole discussion where there's a Yitzchak Cohen likes to discuss, so Rachel, is there a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos? B'Yom Simchaschem Eilu Shabbosos. But the Meshech Chachma says a different idea of B'Yom Simchaschem. He says, you know, V'yom Simchaschem, and this is what Rabbi Weinberg was saying before on page 28. V'yom Simchaschem, Pashta Dekra, fourth line on the left, who calls Manchi Achinuch HaMizbeach, or Azara, Tzarech Vuzkor B'Chatzotzos. Whereas whenever you made a new Mizbeach, and you inaugurated it, you know, or a new azara and you inaugurated it. That's Biyom Simchaskam. Yom Simchaskam means the time of chinuch, the time of inauguration. So there's an inyan to blow the trumpets because it's a zman of simcha. And that's what chinuch is. Chinuch has to be, as Rabbi Weinberg said, everyone has to feel simchas hachayim. No one should feel that, you know, it's not for me, I'm not part of it, I can't relate, no one cares about me. Uviyom simchaschem is, even though the Sifrei Darshans is going on Shabbosos, Uviyom simchaschem is the time of chinuch. The time of chinuch, and then he brings the kedarko, he'll bring psukim and divrei hayomim and things like that, where you see that they blew shofar on chatzotzros, on times that they were mechanech the azara. They made a new azara or a new mizbeach or something like that, and they brought special karbanos, etc. They were mechanichit, like the Mishnah in Shavuos, and that's the ikar of simcha, because a true chinuch makes everyone feel relevant and everyone feel besimcha. And we said v'shinantam levanecha. It's not just being silent. It's everyone has that. It's beinayim divrei Torah. It's everyone, and that's the Torah we make a Birkas HaTorah on. Everyone has to feel that they're somebody. And even, and as we said before, we started off with the Pasuk in Vaschanim Vishinantam Levanecha, and we know that the Gemara in Kedushin on page 30 says, there's a Machlokes Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bonim einatem minim bonim einatem kruim bonim divrei Yehuda. Right. In other words, bonim is only when we're knowing like bonim, or even when we're not knowing like bonim. And Rav Meir's shita is even when we're not knowing like bonim, we're still bonim. And there are always going to be some talmidim that are not always knowing like bonim. I'm not talking about the discussion of Talmud Shein Hogan, but they're not into it as a ben would be. But Rav Meir says what? Even Eino Noeg Bonim. And let me finish off with a word from the Satmar Rebbe. Right. Everyone should feel. Everyone should feel. Yeah. So let me tell you a word. It's a beautiful word from the Satmar Rebbe. He says like this. So take a look, and we'll end with this. It's before Rosh Hashanah now, before Yom Narayim, so we'll end like this. Nisayim v'melitza yisharu v'sayim ha'shakosu p'ya hayom haras ha'olam in kivonim rachameinu k'rachem al-bonim in kavonim einenu l'chos luyos at sh'techonein tzorch bi yavchirakim anu avodim az einenu l'chos luyos. Why do we say in kivonim rachameinu k'rachem al-bonim in kavonim einenu l'chos luyos? And if we're not like Bonim, also Einenu Chasluyos. So what's the Einenu Chasluyos? So he says, Al Derech Hachidud. He says like this. Epshal Lefarsh Dine Gemara Pligi Rav Meir Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda Sover Dine Yisrael Osim Ritzonu Shal Mokom Kurim Bonim. Ein Ritzonu Shal Mokom Kurim Avodim. Rav Meir says, Bein Kach U Bein Kach. Even if we're not doing Osim Ritzonu Shal Mokom Kurim Bonim. He says, Yine Kaim Olo B'chol Duchta De Pligi Rav Meir Rav Yehuda Halachak Rav Yehuda. Right? So halacha is Rabbi Yehuda. So then they're not. But hatam the ain halacha. Why isn't the halacha like Rabbi Meir? So says the Gemara Eiruvim. Kol lo yadul fnei misha omar v'hayu ha'olam she'ein bedoro shel Rabbi Meir kimoso. That there's no one who was on the intellect of Rabbi Meir, could understand the depth of Rabbi Meir. So if he was so great, mitnei ma lo kavu halacha kimoso. So how come the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Mitnei shelo yochu chaver la'amar also v'daita. Because he was so deep that what? That no one could totally understand him. So they didn't vote for him. They didn't vote for his halachic opinions. It's only for us mortals that we can't understand Rav Meir. So that's what we say. Omnam harek kamika. Shemai galya. She'im b'dor kamosa. Kadosh Baruch Yocho leirid l'sof daito. So we say Kadosh Baruch Im kebonim. If we're like bonim, we're osim mitzonu shalmogam. Rachameinu kirachim alvam bonim. In kavodim, that we're not osim mitzono shalmokum. So therefore, we should paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, but einenu l'chos luyos. We look to you, but you could understand Rabbi Meir. So in Shemayim, you know that what? That the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, and therefore, even if ein mitzono shalmokum, we're still like bonim. So even though mechanchim were still human beings, were still mortal, but we're shluchim of the Rachmana. We're shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is einenu l'chos luyos. That we, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands the depth of Rav Meir, and the mechanic will understand the depth of Rav Meir. That every individual who's in the class is bottom lamokom, even if he is not necessarily today on that madrega that is showing that he's bottom lamokom, but he's also bottom lamokom. Einenu l'chos luyos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to the Rebbe, who's the shlucha de Rachmana. So that's the Rabosai, is perhaps a little divrei chizuk to start off the year for our embarking in the great task of chinuch, of shinantam levanecha, and that's the mitzvah that we're going to make a birkas haTorah on. Only that Torah that's the shinantam levanecha dika Torah is going to be the Torah, and to realize that it's a two-way street. It's this beineim divrei Torah, it's this haveg b'afaragleim, it's ayu einecha ra'oa says from orecha, because it's not ochalav nilei bohis listakulei beifam. If it's a one-way street, then the recipient taka is embarrassed to look in the face. But it's not a one-way street. It's as much as it's talmidim amechadim as harav, and they so said they all get special siyata deshmaya because they're teaching. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them siyata deshmaya. So with this, Bezer Hashem should give us an inspiration throughout the year to realize every day we're embarking in this wonderful endeavor, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you and your families good health and harchovas hadas, so you could be able to concentrate on this important endeavor without having to worry about the other things that could be deterrents to the harchovas hadas of Torah and of mitzvahs, and all your students should be able to benefit from you in a very positive way, and that by the end of the year you should be different people, and your students should be different people, and we should all bring nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it should be a ksiv v'chasim matov alonu l'chol beis Yisrael.
Amen.